Dan, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate you joining us here on a Monday morning. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right, so we'll start with this. Shovel of Wisdom, the guy that just gave. Shovel of Wisdom, I think you probably figured out when people want to take a shot at somebody for doing something. So he didn't give it to you yet, but he said, hey, if they don't sign Adam Jones. We've talked about Adam Jones quite a bit over the last couple of weeks because he's just, look, he's really thrived in the cleanup role. He's hitting with power. He's playing great defense. He's hitting in the clutch. Can you give us a sense of maybe a time frame for making a decision on signing him, or if you can't get him signed, having to potentially trade him?
Well, I really like Adam Jones. And like yesterday, he got a base hit there in the ninth inning, and he beat it out with his legs. And he was poised to score. I was so proud of him the way he went about running the bases. He was poised to score if the Rays didn't make the play on Weider's ground ball. And, he started out at second base, so he's going on contact. So, I mean, all those things, make Adam a good player. And, I like Adam, and, I hope he stays in Baltimore for a long time.
Yeah, but, getting him, the deal is this. You've got him for this year and for next year. The prevailing wisdom is that if you can't sign him, you have to trade him and get something. He has said, Dan, if I get to the offseason, then I'm going into free agency. So that seems to imply that you guys need to sign him during this season or he's going to leave or at least entertain free agency the following year. So the clock is definitely ticking on getting a deal done with Adam Jones. Or if you don't get a deal done with him, you can't just let him go for nothing.
Yeah, well, I think the big thing to focus on during the season really is how the team is doing. And, those other things are distractions, really, from the team. And the team is doing well. I mean, Adam's done a nice job with his leadership ability, and he does a great job all around. Matt Weider's.
So does that mean that you won't sign Jones during the year, that we shouldn't expect a press conference with a contract extension for Adam Jones during the season?
And, Weider's is doing a great job. And, we got a number of other players that are having good years. And, really the the strength of any team, falls square on the pitching staff. And, our pitching staff's done a nice job. Hamill is pitching tonight against the Yankees, has done well. Chen's been a good addition. We've gotten some wins from Jake Arrieta, Tommy Hunter, and Brian Madison. Our bullpen's been a real strength. So I think that's the good news to focus on. And, we have the core group of some young players that are hungry to win, and they're doing it right now.
Or as GM Dan Duquette, our guest on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Dan, did any part of you say, yeah, I knew we were going to be sitting atop the ALEs come middle of May? And is, 500 still the goal we're looking at? Or are we looking for that at one of these playoff spots?
Well, we focused on upgrading our pitching staff and getting some more depth. The 500 is an intermediary goal on the way to having a championship team, so... I think that's the one of the hurdles that we have to get to. And we're in a good position to do that this year. And, beyond that, we've got some, pretty good depth and a good team. And, certainly 500 is one step, but, why we're in business and why everybody does this is to win a championship.
Sure. And, the Orioles are the talk of the league now. We talk to people from, other cities on a routine basis. Did you see this coming? Did you know you had a team before the season started? This comes as a big surprise for a lot of people around the league.
Well, I mean, like I said, we tried to get some pitching depth, and we have a bullpen that's a real strength. If our starters can hang in there for five or six innings, our bullpen's been doing a really good job. And the other thing that's good about this ball club is, we have some significant power. Last year we were one of the few teams that had four guys hit 20 homers, and we got a few more guys on this year's team.
Leading the majors.
That are hitting home runs. And, always heartened to see a home run from, actually a couple from Nick Johnson over the weekend. Chris Davis has contributed. Nolan Reimel got off to a good start. And of course, you have J.J. Hardy and Adam Jones and Matt Weider's. And, Mark Reynolds, who's one of the few guys hit over 30 the last couple of years in the league, he hadn't gotten going yet. And, I'm hopeful that he's going to get going at some point.
Talking with Dan Duquette, Orioles general manager. I want to talk about Dylan Bundy, who's been lights out down in Delmarva. Can you give us a sense of a timeline for him possibly going to Frederick? And Dan, in your mind, if he continues to pitch at this high level, is there any chance that he gets a September call-up, or is that just out of bounds? You don't get him up here at this point, you know, during this season to the major league level.
Dylan's done a nice job. He's getting into the flow of you know, being in a rotation every 5 days, and I think that's probably the most important thing for him this year. And as he starts to pitch more innings, he'll use his secondary pitches, his curve, and his changeup. His changeup's coming along pretty good. He hadn't been using his curve that much because he's just been overpowering the hitters with his fastball. But, getting command of his fastball and then developing those secondary pitches, getting into the and used to the rotation, to the physical stresses of that, you know, I think those are really the goals for him. Dylan, in his own mind, I think, would like to get to Double-A at some point. I'm a little bit more focused on the skill development than I am on where he pitches because, you know, once he develops those secondary pitches, you know, he can pitch anywhere.
But what about coming to the major leagues? Is he a guy that could get a September call-up, or would you say that's not happening with a kid who just started playing professional baseball this year?
Well, you know, I mean, he's got great ability. You know, it's really dependent on his skill and, you know, how many innings he has. You know, we got to be careful about developing him for the long term. And, you know, I'm more focused on his skill development, and that's coming along nicely.
Dan Duquette, our guest. Dan, what about Brian Roberts? I mean, it just seems like the reports we get, you know, he's having a hard time. He couldn't stand the noises and lights and couldn't watch a full baseball game. Are we going to see him back in the infield this season?
Well, he's making progress. All the things that he needs to do to come back to play, he's doing. And by that, I mean, you know, doing the running, doing the throwing. He's doing the hitting. He's doing the fielding. He's done his sliding. He's done the diving. He's been the traveling with the team. He's been out there for all the games, so... You know, I'm hopeful that he's going to be ready to go out here and play some baseball at one of our minor league affiliates here in the short term. And then after that, be ready to help the ball club.
Talking with Dan Duquette here on the Norris and Davis Show. Trade deadline. I know we're a ways away. We're a couple months away. But give us a sense on whether there's any chance, if you guys are where you guys are now in first place, or clearly in the playoff picture, whether or not the philosophy would change. Well, 500 isn't good enough, and we'll make a run at the playoffs, knowing that would mean that you'd have to trade prospects to do it. Is it too soon in the process to do something like that, or could you see yourself trading prospects to make a run at it this year?
Well, we've been doing everything to identify, you know, what we need on the team to have a championship team, and we've been going out and, you know, signing the pieces or the players, you know, wherever we can find them. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that. Like, we picked up Bill Hall, you know, who was an excellent veteran player. And we knew he was good against left-handed pitching. And we also knew he could play the outfield and third base. So we brought him up, and he made a contribution. You know, we also brought up this very exciting player that hadn't gotten a lot of press, but he's a very exciting player, and he made his debut yesterday, Xavier Avery. You know, here's a kid that last year, I think he hit 4 home runs. This year he's already hit 5, and I think last year he didn't have very many walks. I think he had 19 walks, and this year he's already got 20. So he's learning his job as a leadoff man. Ron Johnson, our AAA manager down in Norfolk there, did a great job with Avery, and you know, Buck saw enough of him in spring training to bring him up when we had some injuries and put him out there in left field. So I'm kind of excited about, you know, his development and what he can potentially add to the team. So, you know, we're working on developing the pieces that we need, you know, to have a good team. And, you know, we're doing that all the time. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that, you know, year round. You know, our focus, you know, we'd like to be buyers at the time of the trade deadline, because that means that we'll be in the pennant race.
Okay, so you'd be willing to do that. All right, good.
Dan Duquette, our guest. Dan, what about third base? You talk about some of these guys you've picked up who play some third base. We have a lot of guys that seem like they're stepping in, but can you give us a hint of what the long-term solution is for a third baseman?
Well, if you've seen Ryan Flaherty, you've seen that he can play third base, mm-hmm. and he's a left-hand hitter. You know, he was a high draft pick. Didn't have a lot of experience at AAA, so he's getting some of that this year in the big leagues. I think he's a very capable long-term solution. We saw Steve Tolleson came up, made a couple good plays.
He did. Mm-hmm.
So between the two of them, I know that they can play the position, and they both have pretty good splits against, Flaherty's left-hand hitter does pretty good against right-handed pitching, and Tolleson does it against left-handed pitching. So that's one option. Bill Hall can play third base, and I know he can play third base and also hit against left-handed pitching. You know, so that's another option. And we're going to find an option for the defense at third base, because that's critical that we have good interior defense with our pitching.
Dan Duquette, a couple timetable questions for you real quick. Timetable on Zach Britton.
Well, you know, Zach threw last Thursday and pitched in a game. He felt good, and, I'm encouraged by how he's throwing. His stuff was good. His ball was sinking, and he felt good about his delivery. So, probably through the end of May, he'll pitch, and I'm hopeful that he'll be available to the team in June.
All right, real quick, Jason Hamill, is he a DL guy, or you think he'll get back in the rotation this week?
Well, he's supposed to pitch this series against the Yankees, so I'm looking forward to seeing him pitch.
All right, Dan, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Dan Duquette joining us right here on the Norris and Davis Show. We'll get to your reaction to the interview coming up, 410-583-1057. Text message at the fan, 843-326. Again, your reaction to the Dan Duquette interview. We got a lot of text messages. We'll get to some of those as we continue right here on the Norris and Davis Show.
Haney and Zeno on the Fan.
Haney, a huge weekend in sports as the Orioles and Rays a 3-game set at the